Welcome back to another winter season, Baruch Hashem. Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Yates, Pasuk Gimel, Yom L'Yom Yabi Yom V'Laila L'Laila Yechav V'Do'as. Many different pshatlok on this, but the Minchas Alozo touched the pasuk like this: Yom L'Yom Yabi Yom. One day could give testimony on another day. Yom L'Yom will be a Yabi Yom, and so too V'Laila L'Laila Yechav V'Do'as. One Laila could be mechavedas on the inyan of the laila for the next laila. What does that mean? It says l'mashal, shalosh shudas. Says in the summer when you have a very long days, so a person needs shalosh shudas. He's doing a quote unquote l'shem shemayim, mechetesim. Maybe he's doing it because he's pashut hungry and he wants to enjoy a good meal. The ray is in the winter. When the winter he pashut can't eat. Tachil Gasa, your mommy just finished the Sudas Atzarayim, and now he has time to eat Shalosh Udas, and he can't, and Avah Bikain, he forced himself to eat. His Araya is eating L'Shem Shemayim. His Araya Shalosh Udas is Choshev by him. So Memele, the Yoim Yabi Oimah, the Shalosh Udas of the winter is Yabi Oimah on the Shalosh Udas of the summer. And Laila Laila Yechavedos, okay, it's Faket, Malava Malka. Malav Malka in the winter is not a problem, Baruch Hashem, Gvaldik, it's an opportunity. But in the summer, when it's Shver, you just finished your Shalosh Udas, I can eat Malav Malka. Now, Vabike, Hashem, like you watch and eat Malav Malka, L'Shem Shemaim, is the Karaya that even in the winter when you eat Malav Malka, you're doing it L'Shem Shemaim. So it's Laila L'Laila Chavadas, the Laila of the summer, the Matzai Shabbos of the summer is Megala Das on the Matzai Shabbos and Malav Malka of the winter. But that rayon, that he have a yom le yom rabbi yom and a laila laila chavedas, I think we could say it by learning as well. Chavetz Chaim already says the same idea many times. His idea is that Batsim, we would love to have a Matzai Shabbos year the whole year. Just, we can't. Matzai Shabbos in the summer, you can't. It's too late. Pashut, not shayach. But the laila laila chavedas, when we have this year, we have mekaveh mokum for Torah, we have a chabura learning together in Mitzvah Shabbos in the winter, that's laila laila chavedas, that shows that Batsim we're holding by learning all the time. Just we can't, we're anoinus. But be yisoy, this laila should be a chavedas on the lailas of the whole year, including the summer. Alright, we're starting a new simin, obviously a new topic. The topic is in Shinayin Hey. It's the topic of Yod L'Sad Chaveray L'Te Kuvrosay V'Nata Yibanoi. It's an idea of a classical example. If somebody goes and is mashbiach your field, you didn't ask him to. He did a shalei midaitcha, and then after he does it, he comes. He wants to have money. I was mashbiach your field. Pay me. In this case, we have kama v'kama stories of such cases. Small ideas of this case would be this week a guy hired somebody to blow his leaves, and while the guy was there, he sees his neighbor's property is also terribly piled up with leaves, so he tells the guy, you know, do my neighbor's property as well. He'll charge him, he's already charging, he came down to just to do another property next door, he sees another $25, fine. And now his neighbor comes home for Shabbos, beautiful front lawn. So he says, you know, there's a check, it's $25, it's a charge that I was mitzi, I paid somebody else to do, so you owe me the $25. The guy says, I wouldn't have done it. Maybe I wouldn't have done it. I'm not. It's a nice law, I enjoy my Shabbos, but not for $25. Snow remove, all these cases. There was a case.
Even though there's no intrinsic value in that case.
Well, we can get to that. Excellent, excellent. We'll get to it. There's another case that a person, I think it was a winter vacation, midwinter vacation, he went away with his family, and over the weekend it was very windy, and the neighbor noticed that the guy's screen door was like flying in the wind, open, shut. Apparently, I understand 100%, but it was somehow it wasn't able to close because the jam was off, I don't know, it was tilted or something. The neighbor had to be a handyman, so he spent 20 minutes, half hour, he got his tools and he took down the door and he reset up the door and put it back the way it's supposed to be, and now it's fine. He figured if he's going to wait till they come back from vacation, they're going to find the screen door on the front lawn. That it's not going to happen. It's going to fly off. And then he charged him. I'm a handyman. It's $75. He charged and gave him the charge for $75. He had to put in two screws, $75 plus 10 cents. I don't know, whatever it was, but that was it. Does he have a right to charge b'chei agavna?
Yehuda doesn't have a right to believe.
Shavas avedi mechui to send money for? Oh, let him put a rack to hold the door. Okay. Okay, if eventually he has to get the screen door fixed, he's going to need to fix that door, right? The door needs to be fixed. Right? We'll talk real estate. This is unfortunately too often the case. A person goes and goes on contract on a house and he's anxious to move in. Renovations need to be made. Every time I hear this story, I just like laugh because it's another time, another story like this. Again, like, I don't know, people don't learn. So he's anxious, so he gets permission from the seller if he can start doing the renovations before the closing. Sure, no problem, because in Thai, and he does. He does the betals in the bathroom. He puts in nice money, $10,000, $20,000 in the house. And then when it comes time to closing, he backs out of the deal. He doesn't close. And then he goes to the seller and says, you know, I can't close. You know, we're worried about what to do with the deposit. But Lamai says, I was mashbiach your house, $20,000. So you got to pay me for that $20,000 that I put in. You have these type of stories. I can't say it's Maisim B'Choyam, but they have these type of stories. And that's what the Siman is going to focus on. The Gedarim, how much you can get, when you can get, what are the terms. Let's start. There's a lot of Yesaidis here. Let's start Sifalef and we'll try to develop the Yesaidis. Zakta Mechaba. Hayer l'teich sada chaver shalei b'shus. If someone goes into his friend sada, shalei b'shus, without permission, it means he's not lahedya faket, it's just he didn't get permission from the Bailam to do this. Vanata, and he planted trees. He saw there was not enough shade there, so he decided to plant trees, or in this case, it's really talking about a sada, which could grow fruit, so he planted a whole row of the trees, fruit trees, or vines, or natias. If the sod was a suyalita, it needed these vines, it could grow fruit. You have to shatz up how much a person would want to pay, how much is the going rate to pay for such a natiya, for normal when you want to be noita such a sada. And for that, yes, the bala sada is mechuyiv to pay this yeri, that amount. Why? Because it was a sada ha'asiyalita. That's what it was aimed for. What are sadas aimed for? To plant. So he did that planting for you. He planted those vines for you, and now he's coming to mend that money. Then ain't asiyalita. However, if it's not asiyalita, shamin loy v'yada la taktoine. If it's not asiyalita, then you don't give him that full wage of kama adam reit alitam besada zulunaita. No, you don't do that. But what do you do instead? Yada la taktoine, which we'll see, yada taktoine means. Can look in the sma, sifgotten base, shemashvach, yes, Allah, it's all. If there's more shvach in the field than the actual cost of the vines, noisun lay atzah, you only give him the cost of the material, the vines. Vimaitzah, yeser ala shvach, and if the itzah, yeser ala shvach, means the itzah that you put in of these vines is worth more than the field was nishbach, it didn't go up in price so much, then einen zaintun lay batzah, say ala sheh shvach, you only give him that small amount, what you gained, the shvach. You give him the small of the two. Haitza or shrach, you give him the small of the two. That's when it's an ena suyalita. But if it's a sada suyalita, then you give him even more. Kama adam reitz alitim bezadazu.
What does it mean, ena suyalita? What's that field used for?
What is field used for? So it could be used for a number of things. So first of all, a simple case of a sada shena suyalita, I could use it for planting trees. You planted vines, you planted, I don't know, grapes. I wasn't going to use it for grapes, I was going to use it for apple trees. I don't know. I can use it for something else. Sorry?
Maybe it's a hefsid.
It's certainly being mafsid me because now I can't plant those trees.
Right.
And not only that, we're going to see is that you already took the unique out of the field. You already took the nutrients. So this season I blew. I mean, if I'm going to try to rip up these vines and then now plant my trees, I'm going to really be messed up this season. You already took the unique out of my karka. So, yeah, you definitely hurt me on what I wanted to plant somewhere else. I can't call it a mazik. You definitely caused me a hefset of Menias HaRevach somewhere else, because it's a Menias HaRevach L'Chaira, but Ba'asher Hu, my sada improved. Till now, my sada was barren, and now you plant. Now it's a Kerem. You see, you did that. At least you made it into a Kerem. It's better than it was before.
Are you allowed to do that?
I'm helping him. I'm being Meshbiach his field. I'm doing a Metoiva. That's what he's trying to do, right? He's trying to be a Meshbiach. L'chayre, if you're trying to do a mitaiva, then you're being mashbeik, you're not trespassing. Well, you're doing him a toive. Then when you come to ask for money, so now maybe you're trying to do yourself a toive too. Well, if it's Sada Shena Siolita, you're going to get the lesser of the two. So you're really not doing it for yourself. You're going to get burnt. You'll never make more than your Yitzhayis. So you're not making any money. So you're really not doing yourself the toive. You're doing him the toive. You're doing... L'chayre, it does not l'chayre, because whatever you paid for, that was your haitzais. So if you got a wholesale price, well, nice, that was the haitzais that you had. Not only that, some Rishonim hold that even if you hired someone, let's say go back to the case of the leaf blowing. If I hired someone to blow the leaves, and I paid the guy a higher than average price, according to some Rishonim, I can't ask you for that high average price. I can only ask you for the normal price. Because I made those haitzais, I paid that guy more. You shouldn't have paid that guy more. You should only have paid the guy what you were supposed to have paid the guy, what the normal rate is to pay the guy, that leaf blower. So I wouldn't even be able to recap my full haitzais if I overpaid on those haitzais.
Maybe you should only have to pay the blower, $20.
What do you mean? What was the case? Tell me the case.
Right,
so the blow. So let's say I paid someone else $25 to do your property. But it was overpriced. Let's say it's on, the average price is $20. So I will only be able to go back to you for $20. Why is who not here? The leaf blow. Oh, the actual leaf blow. The Mexican, you mean? That person? Right. The chayr Reuven is because Reuven paid Shimon, right? Reuven paid Shimon. Shimon doesn't know about who the homeowner is. Maybe it's Reuven's house. I don't know. Reuven hired me, so I blew for Reuven. So Reuven paid me. Now Reuven's going to go to the homeowner and want to recoup his costs. That is what he paid me. And if you overpay me, he might not be able to recoup that overpayment.
The cost of $25 is already shvachin this malacha. If I myself am a leaf blower and I go to my neighbor,
good,
I can't charge him $25 that I charge everybody.
Why?
Because that's already shvach. $2 is the $15.
Well, okay, so we're going to get to it. Haitzah will include, by the way, the tircha of the Yerid himself as well.
Again, that includes profit.
Not profit, it includes his time. I mean,
obviously, it includes profit.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's part of Haitzah. Haitzah includes your hourly rate as well. If you could do it yourself, that's something else that we're going to get to. We're going to get to the lockers. You know, there's a lot more to the simon. We're going to get to that. That might be a way out of not an exemption of not to pay.
What happened? He wanted the leaves there.
He wanted the leaves.
I wanted the leaves. I was going to mulch out of it, or else I'm keep from going to play in it.
Fine. So then it's not. So then, in other words, it's. So in other words, then it's not a suya lita. It's not a suya to clean.
No, it is a suya for most people, but I'm from the. Minority.
Okay, so we're going to have to give Gedor and what a Suyalita. Let's go back. There's a lot here, Rabbi.
In this case, we said a guy planted, not a Suyalita, the grapes. You planted grapes. Now, if I would have planted apples, I would have made $10,000. Now I'm going to make $3,000.
So it's not a Suyalita.
You're saying I have a Shrach now?
Well, it's better than nothing.
No, because you prevented me from making my
Okay, so we're going to see. I'm going to show him the Siv Beis. Maybe I'll be able to tell him to take his vines. If I hold at Kedekak, I might be able to take my Akara Lamcha, take your trees, I could uproot them.
Shvach, the same thing as Kama, or is that two different
things? That is an excellent kasha. Pashtus, let's learn that it's the same. Leval, let's learn it's the same. It's not, it's about to get up. I want to flesh this out a bit. Okay, let's start again. There's a lot of kasha. Let's try to start from the beginning. It says, if it's a sada ha'asuya lita, if it's the right thing to do, it's supposed to be planted, you give him how much a person would normally give to be noita. Numala with taina, that is, what the going rate is. Forget what the shvach is, what the itzah is. If I normally would hire the guy to do such a thing, a normal planter will get X amount of dollars, that's how much I would give. If you look in the sma, the sma says, what is sada zulu noita? What is that price? Kishah shasli ir, like the normal planters of the city get. That's what he should get. I give him the planter rate. Whatever that rate is, that's what I should give him. That is, it's not a din in shvach yesalotza, it's a din in a planting rate. You're going to see that Rishonim put the two together, and they say in other Lashonim, even the Gemara does it, that's yod al hel yoino, which means that you get the shvach, which is yeser al haitza, or haitza yeser al hashvach, which we're going to see. It's not really, we're going to have to get to it slowly. But the val, it's kishar shasli ir, you get whatever the going rate of planters get. That's how Rashi and the Rosh learn. The problem with this, a shtick of a problem with this, is that the Gemara is mavur in common places, the Gemara in Kuftes and Bava Metzia is mavur. What is a shasl? What is a shasl ear? What do they get? A shasl ear is somebody who takes your field, he's hired, and he plants your field, and he's also an ores la'olam voed on your field, and for that he gets mechza of all the future profit, of all the future crops that grow, he takes half the peiris. He's like an ores. In fact, the Gemara says, a shasl gets half the fruit, and the ores gets only a third of the fruit. What's the chilek? Zakrashi, because a shasl, not only is he an ores, but he also planted the trees. Because he planted the trees, he deserves a better rate, a better cut in the profits. An ores comes to a field that's already planted, and works the field every season, and then he takes a third of his of what's grown for his arisis. But a shasl does more. A shasl did everything. He did an arisis and he planted. So that he deserved to get more.
So Shasl doesn't get paid to buy the tree?
No, that's not his payment. His payment is, Lavdavki, I don't know, it could be his tongue. All right, Pashas, Shasl will make the itzais on the trees as well, but at least he has more than arisis also that he does the actual planting. So for that he deserves more. He takes care of the field. That's a typical Shasl. And Rashi says this in Shasl and Baba Bas and Bamatei. All over, that's Rashi says the Shasl gets mechsa haperis. Now over here, Lacher, that doesn't work. Because you came into my field, Shaloi Bishos. I feel if you tell me that you mashbich my field, okay, so I have to pay for that shrach. But why am I shuldig? Why am I stuck with you forever that you're going to be my farmer? You're going to be my earth, my shasl forever, and every season I got to give you half the payers, half the payers? That's not fair. I never wanted you to be my shasl. So I'll give you, we'll shut up what the shvach is, but I can't be stuck and have to give you forever half the payers. Not only that, I don't even want you, I don't even like your malacha. I don't want you to be my shasl altogether. I don't want you to be my oris. So how could it be that Rashi said a kishash shasli ear? It doesn't, and if you're not going to be my farmer every season, then certainly I don't have to give you half the future crops forever. You're not even working the field, because I don't want you to work the field. I have someone else who's going to be my oris.
That 1 year.
Sorry?
Maybe it's just that 1 year that he did it.
But even that first year, a shasl, he has to work the field for that year. And I don't want him to work the field. He only planted the tree. I don't want him to work the field. So you have to say, Al-Kochok, Rashi only means to say, Rashi in the Rosh, is that he has a din like a kablon. A kablon gets paid for the service that he provides, which is more than a schir yoim. A schir yoim gets an hourly rate. Whatever the hourly rate is, $10 an hour, whatever it is. A service provider builds in, what you were mentioning, a service provider builds in the profit into his price. That's what he wants. A doctor, you go to a doctor, he has a visit, he charges you one price. It's not totally on the hours, it's everything. He, for the service that he provided. Well, if a guy plants trees, he doesn't charge you for the hour. He charges for the malacha called planting trees. It's kablonis rather than schiris. And it's built in an extra degree of profit. It's more, costs more than schiris. That's l'chari what Rashi means to say. That he'll get the kablonis price. Lafuke, when it's yoda la tachtoino, the second years, when it's ena soyalita, you only give him his aitzais, and we discussed that aitzais would include even his tircha, but the tircha will only get paid an hourly rate, $10 an hour, whatever, I know, menial work, whatever, I don't know, the Mexicans you hire is $10 an hour, whatever, that's what you'll give this guy, that's his hourly rate. Okay, we're going to get to it. Well, that's where I'm headed, I'm just bringing it out. But a shasl gets betrays kablonis, he gets his price for his kablonis, which is more, it's profit included, because Batsim, he was mashbiak my field and was a sada suyolita, so he deserves to get that going rate, the going rate of kablonis, but it has to be the going rate in the town, whatever is normal, every town might have a different rate, for the malacha that he provided. That's the chayr of Pshat and Rashi. There's a din in kablonis. Now, just agav, I should mention, once you're going into the going rate of what you give for a planter in the city, what happens if you find out that some planters take $30, and some planters take $35, and some planters take $40, then what do? So there's a klal in other areas, when you hire a poil and you don't make up a price, you give him kapachash of a poil, and you take the lowest rate. So Rav Moshe in Tshuva, in Chayshim Mishpah, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mentes, says, by here, when you're giving the rate of a shasl, you'll take the lowest shasl rate in the city. He'll get the pachas b'poilim of shasl yoir. Whatever that shasl is, he'll get that pachas rate, the smallest rate of shasl.
What about the different qualities of different
shasl? So you have to reckon how much, what, yeah, correct. His yeah, but even in his quality, you could have a range. So you take his quality of malacha, his shvach that he did.
Only a little if you take his quality, otherwise
Maskim. We could hear that. I could hear that. That's means if it's the normal way to only make a certain type of a field with a certain type of quality, and he made even a higher quality copy, that extra higher quality, that might be a din of an asiyalita. Correct. Yes. So maybe on that chelik you will have the other din. I hear. Very nice. Very nice. Excellent. Where is it coming from? So let's go into, let's flesh this out. And this is going to take us a while, Rabbi Isai. It's going to probably take us to the end of this year. But we're going to try to work on the Svara. What is the reason why someone who's Yerit, someone who's a Yalita, he gets the going rate of a Shasel or Yadal or Yaina, whatever the terminology you want to give. Why did he get it? What chiv do you have? You didn't steal from him. You weren't mazik him. You didn't hire him. What do you have to pay him for? It's Dhamma Bereisha. I didn't ask him to do it. Why did he do it for? So why am I paying him for? Where is the din? Okay, so so really we have to start from the sugya of Nene. And we're going to flesh out Nene. And then after we go through the five different pshatim, Sibis, Achiv, and Nene, then we'll see how it applies to Yerid. I'm going to see it's not so parched. It's Lachar Yerid is not the regular din Nene. Okay, so it's a very important yisoid. Let's go through. There's a concept in Chazal. We find this concept numerous times in Chazal that someone who's Nene from somebody else, Shalom Midaitai, it was Shalom Midas HaNene. I benefited from you, Shalom Midaiti. I was forced to have it, and nevertheless I have to pay it. And I'm going to go through a few classical cases in Gemara. One case is Ksubas Taflamin on Mebeis, Ki Yadua. The Gemara has a case that Reuven stuffed. He took food from, Shimon took food from Reuven, and Shimon stuffed Levi's throat with Reuven's food, slammed it down his throat. He couldn't even spit it out. Or he poured the liquid down, he can't spit it out, it's over. But Lamaisa is, Levi benefited from it. He enjoyed it. It was a nice piece of pizza. It was nice, I don't know, whatever it is, Coca-Cola. And he enjoyed that drink. So the Gemara says that Levi is mechuyev to pay Reuven for the hana that he got. Levi was forced. He didn't ask for the Coke. It was stuffed down his throat, literally. And nevertheless, he still has to pay Reuven for the hana that he got. That's a din nene. One case. You have another case. The case is in Bava Kama, Yitesim Mebeis. The Gemara has a case, Ki Yidua Shein Veregel, my animal eats in your property, I'm chayiv, nezek shalem, I'm chayiv for the hezek that my animal did. But what happens if my animal doesn't eat in your property, not in your rishus, in rishus hanizek, but it eats your fruit that's lying in rishus harabim? I'm potter, because the din gzeres hakaz of Shein Veregel was only in rishus hanizek, not rishus harabim. Zok the Mishnah. That even though I'm potter al shein v'regel, but my animal lemaisa had supper. He ate. She ate. Lucy ate. So abazoi, I have to pay you for the hana that Lucy had. That was the hana that I had, that Lucy ate. That means now I don't have to feed my animal supper. So I gained from it. So even though I'm not chayv al din mazik, but I'll be chayv al nene. From the fact that I was nene, that my animal now has food, he had supper. Another case, classical case, Hadaba Chatzah Kaveri Shalem Midaitai. I'm a squatter, I go into your house, you know, I wait for the weekend, I park myself there, or for the month, and I park myself there in your summer home, and I enjoy myself. The halacha is, if it's Zenene Vizechosa, I'm chayv to pay the hana that I got from your house. Again, it's not mazik, it's not gezel, it's nene. I was nene, and I have to pay.
I don't get why would there be a difference between my stomach down your throat?
If it's Zenin, if it's a loichasa, that's a special din, that loichasa is not misyachas. I know it's not misyachas to the Bala Mama because he had no chazarin. But here we stuffed down the guy's throat. Reuven had a chazarin. He lost his Coca-Cola. It went down this guy's throat. So he had to be machayiv him for Nene. Another case is the end of Baba Kama, Kuf Yibbeza Med Aleph. The case was Reuven borrowed a shor or para, whatever, para. And Reuven died. He had the para for a long time. The kids were unaware that it was borrowed. All of a sudden, they yashin the para. They haven't had a good steak in a long time. They shechted the animal, and they had a party, a barbecue, and they ate the steak. Then afterwards, they realized, hey, it didn't belong to the father. It belonged to somebody else. Zok to Gemara. They're going to have to reimburse the owner for the hana that they had for eating the animal. It's not mazik, and it's not gzeilah, the Rishonim say, because they were an oinis. How should they know that the father, that the animal didn't belong to their father? The father had it for such a long time. They found it in his rishus. They assumed they thought for sure it belonged to him. So you can't be mechayiv them als oynis, als mazik or gzeil because they're an oynis, but you mechayiv them als nene. So you have a kama cases. You have cases in shas of nene. What is the chiyuv of nene? What? They have chiyuv tashlum, but what is the chiyuv tashlum? If a guy is mazik, but oynis, he's potter. To chiyuv tashlum. The only reason why they chiyuv tashlum is because they were nene, they derived pleasure. By an oynis gomer. Well, makleik is ishenim, taisis, two taisis in the Ramban, there are three different shitas. But the way we paskin is anything, even the oynis ke'en geneva, he's already potter. Even not an oynis gomer mamish. Oynis ke'en geneva is also potter. Oynis ke'en avedi is chayv, oynis ke'en geneva is potter. Good. But anyway, the kids say he's part out mazik, but he's chayv as nene. So where did this din nene come from? Where's the chiv? And Rabbi says it's going to be a nafkamina between the pshatim, major nafkamina between the pshatim, how he has to pay. We know a klal, a son's mazik, he has to pay b'meitav. Baal Choy pays b'beininis, Ksuba Sisha pays b'ziboyris. But a normal case, mazik, and these things, you go through, even not only Odama mazik, Momina mazik, you pay for Meitav or it's a mission in the beginning of Baba Kama. You pay for Meitav, right? Nene, when Nene has to pay, does Nene pay me Meitav? Did he pay Bebeninus? Did he pay Beziburis? And that's going to be totally on the Pshatim of the Achrenim, where the Yisoid Chiv of Nene is. No, it's a chiv. I have a chiv to pay for it now. Where does that chiv come from? Geneva and mazik and potter, but there's a new chiv called nene, and al zeh I'm chayv. So where does that come from? So the first mahalach is starting from rishonim. The first mahalach is, if you could call him a rishon, the shoyel in the tshuvas harashva. Father Chanaruch used to say that just that not everyone who lived in the times of rishonim were rishonim. And Ban's neighbor wasn't a rishon. You have to be a gadol to be a rishon. But the ma'ase says the shoyel who asked the rash for the shayla and nemdon, it was mazik, and he has a shayla b'zoi, nana should have to pay me meitav just like mazik has to pay me meitav. Hazay nemdon the shoyel said tshuva zarash v'chelik dalit simin yud gimel. The ma'ase is not just a shoyel. Sorry. Make a taste of what? Okay, because yeah, we have Edom that it belongs to him. And a Chanam. Yeah, whatever. And a Chanam. We have Edom. That's the, you know, that we'll get by that. Fine. It's not only Shol and Rashba, it's an Orsameach. The Orsameach and Niski Momen Perakalaf Halacha Beis, he's Mitzade, that the Chiv is Alt Mazik. Be Soido, it's a Mazik Digadin. We know that the Torah parted mazik, Hashem b'shus haram, and all these cases, the Torah really parted mazik. So how could you say that when you're nene, you have a chiv mazik? So the Arsameach, the Yesh Loima, the Emas patrosay ha-Torah al-chisarin b'mokum delekano. All the paturim of the Torah, I mean, it's whatever the patur of the Torah is, that you're not chayv mazik, all those cases are only when you're not nana. But b'mokum deka hano mitztarefes hachisaron im hano, the hano goes together with chisaron, it's now resurrects the chisaron, and now taki can be chayv al mazik. It's not a din when you part a mazik if you don't have hano, but when you have hano, when you do these hezekim, or hefset to the bailim.
Why?
Yeah.
So shame.
Right. Right. So the Torah is saying that the Shein is part of from the Din Hezek of the Paris, but will get you out the Hana that you have in the fruit, which might not be the full Hezek. So the Hezek of the Paris is $1 million. The animal sup is just, for me only $10. But I'll pay the $10. I got the Hana. But since to the extent that you got Hana, for that I could charge you for the Chesaron too. There is a Hezek there, and I can get you out the Mazik.
On Shane, which is on Noah, which is a Hezek of Noah, gave you a blanket patur and doesn't write anything about this Hezek.
Right, it's a svar. We understand, we learn it out from the parasha of Mazik, that just like Mazik's chayv, well, this Mazik would also be chayv. It's okay. You need Gedolim to do this, 100%.
Please, three people, Rav Shmuel Levi is not a Mazik.
Who, what?
The person who's eating is not a Mazik, it's the third person involved.
Yeah, so that I can get that person. I can get that person.
But it says, after the Catholic. Ends up by the news, there's no
hesitation. Yeah, I can get that guy for what he was mazik, but I can get the eater for also for the hezek. Lamaisi, he also took the chayfetz, he swallowed the chayfetz. So he has a ptur oinus, but to the extent he was nena, I'll get him on the hezek. Memelu zok toras ameach, he'll have to pay me meitav haaretz. Just like mazik pays me meitav, this nena is also going to have to pay me meitav.
We have to compensate the yonah. Why in the world get yonah? Gives it out on my compensation. If you had a non-amach, you didn't have a non-amach.
Okay, the owner always cares, but the Torah patted you in certain cases, but the Torah didn't pat you when you also have anah as well. That's what I don't care about. I don't care about the Torah. The Torah only gave you the Torah when you didn't have anah. When you have anah, you're minchai for that zayvah. The mice is, it's a shver svara. Besides the shver svara, the problem is that the Torah is machai for anah, the Gemara is machai for anah, even if the anah is greater than the chazarn. Even a chasarn muet, you chayv the whole ano. Even the case where you stuff down the food, Rishonim already said, Taisa already says that at that point, like you point out, it wasn't worth that much, so it's even worth even pakas mishaver buta, and yet we can mechayv for the entire ano. So how can we chayv for ano more than hezek? If it's a mazik tikadin, it's all hezek. So how is it chayv to get you on ano which is greater than the hezek? All right, Lamaisa the Rashba answered the Shoyl, and he says, Dova Barer She'enu Meshalim Min Aliyah De'ein Zeh B'chal Nezikin. So the Rashba, I think, put the nail on the coffin that this Pshat's not Pshat. It's not also Nezikin. Rashba doesn't say what is Pshat, but this, as everybody says, what's not Pshat. It's Einu B'chal Nezikin, and you're not going to pay me Meitav. The Rashba is Mashba that you're going to pay actually Mibeinanis. Okay, that's the Rashba. The second Mahalach is, a Mahalach that someone suggested, is that it's learned out from Chayv. Ahava, I lend you money. What do you have to pay me back for? Because you took $100 from me. It's my money, Gavak. You have $100 of mine, so you got to give it back. So maybe not that $100, you give me a different $100, but you got to give me what you took from me. Well, if you took Hanah from my item, you derived pleasure from mine, you got it, you got $30 worth of Hanah, whatever you got, so you got $30 of my item. So my money, Gavak, I have by you $30. That Hanah that you got is my money.
How do you understand this part?
What
does that mean? I couldn't have put $30 against my will
and my thing.
My money got
back before. So it's my money got back against your will. Fine. What happens if my... I'll give you a mashal. What happens if... It's a simple mashal. If my animal walks into your property, right? And against your assurance, you don't like animals. So you don't have to give it back. I can't say, Yosef, you have my animal. Nah, it came to my... It came by kocha. It's my money got back. I don't care about kocha, not about kocha. It's by you, so you got to give it back.
That doesn't give me the right to be punitive based on that.
Not punitive. It's not punitive. It's not a knas. This is, my money is by you. You got $30 of anah. I want that $30 back. You owe it to me. It's mine. Yeah. All right.
But you have the same
kasha.
Correct,
and that's all you do pay. You only pay the exact amount. No, the kasha was that you're paying the anah even greater than the hefset of the bialim. So, but here I'm getting out my money. God, the mice, since you maximize my chetet and you got $30 worth of anah, who gives my chetet worth a dollar? So it is $30 of my money is gabok because you derive $30 of pleasure. You nut $30 of my item. You took $30 of my item.
You're only $10. You only had $10.
I had $10, but you developed it into $30.
So you owe me money.
I'll share it. We're worried about that. The mice is, you took $30 of my item.
That would be like somebody borrowed a dollar and you buy a
lot of it. No, the one major nafkamina. When a guy borrows a dollar, the second he borrowed it, the dollar is disappeared. It's no longer your dollar. It's now my dollar. So the Mameni Gabok was the taking of the dollar. After that, it's now my dollar. Now I can do whatever I want. I can win the lottery with it too. So I won the lottery with my dollar. Right? It's Bishusa. Here, you took my chayfetz. I didn't give it to you. I know you meant well. You were knowing it's fine. But you took my item and you derived $30. So you maximized my item to $30. So it's Mameni Gabok. Isaiah's Mashman in the Ksois. The Ksois in Shin Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, says in the case where the animal ate Pershus Arabim, that the dinner to pay Mishama Shananis, Zaktik says he pays Miziboiris. Why? Because every Balchoy B'Yisoid Min HaTorah pays, supposed to pay Miziboiris. And only why a Balchoy pays Minbeinis is a Dakonish, Alotin Odelis Fnei Lovin, because we want Malvim to lend. And over here, the malva, the bala moment, didn't do this. He wasn't mahana you. You helped yourself. Your animal helped herself. So we don't have that takana. We're afraid that they're going to stop being mahana people. So you don't have that. So he says, you go back to the regular din of balchoy that pays me ziburis. And he fleshes it out. He says, v'araya, every balchoy be'etzem has a no from your moment, right? So you have that din nene, and nevertheless pays me ziburis mi'ikar din. So you see that nene only pays b'ziburis. So the male looked at Ksaisi Paskins, they only pay busy birds. It's Mashon the Ksaisi, it's a din in Balchoyf. And Minchas Chinech and Mitzah Nunhei brings the Ksaisi down, goes with the Ksaisi, the Taki only pay busy birds. And Itaki says, the Havalik Balchoyf, you're just like a regular Balchoyf, my money gamach. Birch Shmuel, in a couple of places, in Babakami Yedalit Beis, in Bababasra Zion, that's what they have, the Chedushi Rabak Be'er has it over there too, in Babasra Simen Beis. He also started off, he says, as far as Pshuto, would be that's a regular mamoni gabach like halva, and that's the regular halacha. That's why it is a chiv nene. All right. We said before that the truth is a rashma l'mais and nemzon that you pay bainin, it's not ziburis. So if the ksais would be right, and the ksais says ziburis, the ksais is going against the truth is a rashma. It means the ksais is right that it's a regular dim balchoy, and you don't have to gzeir shalotinu delapif ne'alam, that's why you pay ziburis. But the mais, the truth is a rashma is matched with you pay bainin, that's what's going on. Which is not like Tiksai. So the Chazanish in Bava Kama Yiralef Yitches, Agav says, he doesn't bring the truth of Rashba, but he brings the Taisis in Gittin, and Daf Nunu Malav, he proves in Taisis that Yitaka pay Beininis, and he argues with Tiksai. I, Tiksai, is Taina that he doesn't pass the din, Shalol Tino Delet Bifnei Lovin, because the Malv wasn't Manami, it was done Shalay Midaitai. Zok to Chazanish, it's not a problem, Loi Plug. Since Balchoyv normally pays the Beininis, because of Shalatin has been elements, so it's across the board look, every type of chayiv, even if the Svar Shalatin Adalas doesn't apply, will also pay bemeninus, and that's how the Chazanish goes. Bekitza, and many achrenim go with this prat. It's a regular din of chayiv, it's like mamani gabach, and that's why you have to pay. Ksais hodi pay beziburis, and like we said, the Rashba Chazanish hodi pay beninus. Frekta Bechashmo. Bechashmo started with this prat and says, no, this cannot be prat. Why not? What's my nigabak? The Sramangan back is my item is by you, it's there. You gotta give me my item back. So he says, if that would be the case, then it wouldn't be a svar to have Kimle Bidraba Mine on it. Barbara says, you can't have Kimle Minari as a patur on my mom, and that's Gabok. Kimle Minari is a patur on the Chiv Tashlumin. If you have a Chiv, the Tatarah is in the Khadija, Muvak Suva Batira, the Tara said that the Torah was Mechadash Achiv, and at the same time, the Torah also was Mechadash Aptur, called Kimlei B'Dirab Emineh. But if it's my Moini Gabach, it doesn't pass Kimlei B'Dirab Emineh. Lamashal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I think it's Zayin Bezim and Aleph, that by Gazan, the Gazan steals, if the Chavitz is still Ben, the way we pass, and the way the Gemara comes out at the end, there's no Din Kimlei B'Dirab Emineh to say that the Gazan can keep the Chavitz. Because the Chavitz is mine. How does my Bailas be Paka? You got to give it back to me. You won't have Chiyuve Gzela, but the Chavitz is still mine. Just because it's Kimlein Am doesn't take away my moment. So Zok to Berach Be, if it would be a regular Dim HaMoinig HaBak HaLva, it wouldn't pass the Din Kimlein Dramine. And the Gemara in Ksubis is Mavur, that when the guy stuffs it down his throat, the Gemara says, if it would be Truma, Tzchiv Misa, or the Bay, Tzchiv Misa, is a Ptur Kimlein Dramine, he'll take a be pot, he won't have to pay for his Nana. Zok to Berach Be, if Nana would be out a regular HaMoinig HaBak, how does the Shaykh Ptur Kimlein Dramine? El HaKoch Zok to Berach Be, it's not out HaMoinig HaBak. That's not the pshat. And he asked his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, Reb Chaim gave a sneeze, and Reb Chaim had a whole pshat in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, no, you're right, it's a muvak suva b'teir. Reb Chaim has a whole marocha, what Reb Chaim meant, so why is it talk a muvak suva b'teir? Why isn't it the regular dimon gabach? We'll get to it in a second. But that's what Reb Chaim says, he said, it proves from here that it can't be a regular dimon gabach. L'may sigaret, v'yishen, because you can't, Kimlei Darmine can't make your bailis poof. If my item is by you, just because you chulila have Kimlei Darmine, it doesn't make my item yours. It's still my item. So if my money got back, how does it make the halva disappear? How does it make this chiv nena disappear? As I fakir Rabakbe. The Maaser Rabakbe himself is ma'ariya tzach, yesh la'ayin, you have to see if Kimlei Darmine works on halva or not. Yesh la'ayin. The Maaser is the ksois. Regular case, I'll lend you money, and while you're borrowing money, you're mechalel Shabbos. Or while you're borrowing money, or you borrow money, if you have to have, my clerk is Gemara, if you have to have Issa Maisa, so I guess you took the money from me, from your Shusayokan into Shusaram, so we'll get a chiv misa of Shabbos, but Vazakas, we'll get a case, but there's Kimle Namni on the Hava, we'll Kimle Namni Pata Hava. The Maisa is a Ksoysan Simon La Mechesiv Cotton Aleph, and Riki Vegan Bab Matias Hamak Bezum and Aleph, that Nemzon, yes, for Pasha, is that Kimle Dramne works even for Hava. Not like Rabbi Akbez Pshitas. So Meila, Zachinu Ladin, back to the drawing. But yes, now we could learn Pshat is Alt Mamani Gabak, that the Chiv Nen is Alt Mamani Gabak, just like a regular Chayv. And Rabbi Akbez Kach is not sure, because Enochanami is like Havon, Kim Neramne, works even now Havon. But Rabbi Akbez himself was Machadish and Nupshat in Rabbi Chaim. It's Kavon, what Rabbi Chaim meant. Rabbi Chaim says, no, it's a Muvak Suvatar. So Rabbi Akbez, that the Chiv is Gzeila. He says a few words. What I understand him to say, now this is him sneezing and I'm typing up, but what I understand him to say, in Rabbi, anyone has a different job because in Thai, but what I understand him to say is like this, that Biyasoid is like this, Halva is done midas ha-malva. There's a relationship done, there's a deal going on. The malva gives the loiva money with consent. So there's a deal that in exchange for that money, either give me back that money, or in it's tmuras, like the mamayni gabach, the value of the money that's by you, I want back. That's mamayni gabach. These cases, the recipient of the hanah got the hanah shalai midas habayilim. Bailim didn't give it to him. It wasn't done willingly.
Universal das bailim, that's what it's coming
out. 1 second. It wasn't done willingly. He never gave it over. So you can't have the regular din mamayni gabach. It's not a regular. You didn't give me the money. I got the money al karchach. I got the money against your will, without your knowledge. So the mice is a mice exile. You never handed me over the money that I have a schus in that money, and now, oh, in this exchange. No, that wasn't what it is. It's I stole that money. Now, of course, I'm not shuldig for stealing that money because it was done by oin. It's like I stuffed it down my throat or my animal took it. But what I did is I got your money without your rishus. So that is never a din of a mamayni gabach. Not yerida, not by yerida. I'm on all the cases of nena. I didn't get to yerida yet. I'm by nena. Oh, so zok to rochbe is that without a ma'aseh gzeila, you don't have a kinin gzeila, so you don't have the mechayev gzeila. But what happens if I could, if you could, and in other words, that you didn't get it. You never made a kinin, so you never took a bishuska. But what happens if you could get something without a ma'aseh gzeila, because you ate it, so you got it. By hook or by crook, you got it, it's in your stomach. You got it. You have my item by you. So even if you didn't make a kinning zed, no akbar, no mashikh, no nothing, but you have my item by you, that's mechayv tashlumen. You took it shaloi b'shus. That's mechayv tashlumen. So enochanami, for the shas natil, I can't be mechayv because you're an einis. But you have mamayni, you have my item that you're withholding from me, and the way to correct that would be to pay me for it, which is a chiddush akrab by gzeila, muvak zub batari, that gzeila is mechayv tashlumen. You took my item, so you have to give me back payment for that, and now if you don't pay me, now you're going to be a gazlan. Means if you pay me, fine, you're a nightness. But if you didn't, if you don't pay me now you're going to turn into a gazlan, because you're withholding the payment of my item, which was a chiddush akrab by gzeila. That's a
I'm
not going to
pay you.
I have your item by me, so at the regular dim of money gabak, you don't have it. So it's exhale, I have your item by me. And on that, Zakhtar Bagbeh does pass Kim Leib Bedamne, because we have to come on to the Muvak Suva Batari, the Chiddush Akra, that Gzeil is Mechayiv Tashlumim. Mamela Zakhtar, then you will have a Chiv Gzeil. One second. Your mammon is by me, right? Correct. And that hanah is your money. It won't be the regular din mamayni gabach, because the mash, without the chiddush akra that a gazan has to pay, you would have learned that this guy steals. He doesn't have to pay back. He did something terrible, he'll get patched for it, but he doesn't have to pay back. If he borrows money, so there's an arrangement, it's contractual, it's consent, so you have to pay back. Gzeil is a chiddush akra. That chiddush akra is what necessary. Memelo comes along Kim Leib Drani and his pat is that chiv tashlumen that the Torah is machadish by gzeila. Memelo, that's how chiv nena will be pata.
Makiv is
out. Oh, I'm going to get to Makiv. One second.
He plants a cabbage field.
I'm not in Yerid yet. 1 second. Let me flesh out. I'm running out of time here. So, everybody, just go easy with me and then get to Yerid, and then we have time, we'll go. That's a third shot. Comes along Shai Yosher, Reb Shimon, and Shai Gimel Perakov. Hey. And his mechadish, a new malach, a fourth malach. His malach is that we find by hektish, chiv tashlumen for hana. And moil by hektish, you have a chiv hana. What you a nene. So, Rab Shimon, that the nene of kol ha-terekula by mamin is learned out from the nene of hektish. Hekulu mehektish, like yalfinan, I don't know. But that's what he said. It's learned down from that. Just like hektish is a chiv hana, and that's like it is. You pay the hana that you. So too, there's a chiv nene of kol ha-terekula is learned out from hektish. That's Rab Shimon's pshat. I just want to point out, I forgot to mention, later Rabbog Be, that it's a din gzeila. It's possible you might have to pay meitav, depending on how you touch your barak bear. But if you touch it like I touch it, that it's yisoid is the chiv tashum of gzeila, so it's a meitav dikadin. It's a chiv of gzeila, that's to pay me a meitav. So then it would also have to pay me a meitav. Sorry? If you're actogen, I don't know. No, you don't pay chaymish, because that he says, chaymish, no, that's a din of the hektish shabbat, the kapara shabbat, that you don't have. But the keren shabbat, which is nene, that you'll have in kol ha-terekula. Right, correct. Just like you see the nene, the zechiv of nene by Hekdesh, so the Torah is mechadet nene, so we apply that din nene, kol ha-terekula. Yeah, in Hanami, right? That's what Shimon says. That would be the pshat. There's another malak, the last malak, Rabbi Yisai. Sorry? If what? Sorry? Oh, kol ma'avireich. Oh, yeah, so you in Hanami, maybe then in Hanami, you won't, but only if you eat it, we'll have to go through. And then there's the last Mahalak Rabbi says it's called Mishtarshi. That's Mashmaiza Machan of Rahim Nitzke Mum and Beis. He puts Nene together with Mishtarshi. I saw a God, Rabbi Bloch, and tells, he also did the same thing, maybe not all the way like Machan Rahim. It's a Chiddush. Mishtarshi Kepshutai means that I have an enrichment. I'm better off. I have Shrach because of you. The classic case of Mishtarshi is where the Melech comes and he needs to take stuff from me, taxes, whatever, he has to take stuff from me, and you pay the Melech on my behalf. So the Melech took your bushels of wheat instead of my bushels, so I have to repay you. Why? Because of you, you were mamsi my bushels. Had you not stepped in, my bushels would have been taken away. So now that my bushels are still banned, it's only because of you. So I was Mishtarish that those bushels because of you. So I guess the same thing here would be, is that I got men, I got the hana that you got, your mashbiach, whatever it was, that nana, and had you not stuffed that Coca-Cola down my throat, I would have had to buy Coke, so I would have had to pay for the Coke anyway. So you are mishtarshi now that the price of that Coke, and then it says, therefore it depends, if it was oimid that I would have certainly bought that or not. If it's nechale, I would certainly bought it, then I have to pay you, and if it's not, I don't have to pay you. That's...
Where does that thing come from?
Where's Mishtarshi come from?
Sounds like the opposite comes from
that. Okay. The Maase is he's coming to argue with the Taisis, and Taisis holds, and the Taisis, he argues with, it's against the Taisis and Reshma of Avsikam Beis. The Taisis Mavur, that you only say Mishtarshi if it's absolute that it would be kaim. The Marshal, Taisis says that by eating, Taisis himself handles that. By regular nana, we won't have Mishtarshi because Hayaloy Lesanis. I didn't have to eat, I could have fasted. So granted, I ate. But you can't be mechayv me as mishtarshi the money that I would have, or the Coca-Cola that's in my refrigerator that I would have drank instead of your drink, because maybe I wouldn't have drinking it. Maybe I would have fasted that day. So you can't be mechayv me as mishtarshi as long as it's only when it's a definite you can get me mishtarshi. So it's not like the machan frame. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, you have five pshatim. Either it's a regular din of it's mazik, or it's a regular din chayv like halva or gzela. Hekdish, or now Mishtarshi. Now Mishtarshi is sort of knocked out, and Mazik is also sort of knocked out. But we end up with three Tratum Lokaya, Choyv, Gzeila, or Hekdish. That's all in the sugya of Nana. Now let's apply it to Yerid. Well, if you want to apply it to Yerid, I could just right away knock out Mazik and knock out Gzeila. You can't have a Chi of Mazik and a Chi of Gzeila by Yerid, because Yerid is one thing different than all the cases I just told you. To major Nafkin, Rabbi Bokber succinctly, beautifully, eloquently says, Nene is one Sugya, and Mahana is another Sugya. Every Yerid is Mahana. It came from the Bailim of the Mamin. He deliberately was Mahana and Mashbiach Yofield. He was Natei Yofield. It's a sugya of Mahana. It's not a sugya of Nene. And he says, Mamela like this. You're going to get him for Mazik, get him for Gzela. If the Bailim themselves gave you the item, or the Bailim themselves broke his item for you, you can't be Mechayev you for Mazik or Gzela. The Bailim did it to themselves. So Yair cannot be Mazik, and Yair cannot be Gzela. That cannot be that. And the Rav Yoh is Mavun Taftaf Kufnun and Tess that it's not Mishtarshi either. It's not that. So really, it's not the Mahalak to go. And I'll go even weiter, is that Tais and Bava Kama Kuf Aleph and Aleph is Mavur, needs a beer, but Tais is Mavur, that even the Sugya of Nene, the classical din of Nene, Zog Tais says, you'll only be Mechaif and Nene if either it's Nene Gufoy, you yourself derive pleasure from it, or even if it's Nene Mamaynai, provided your animal took the item. So he took it, so he was Nene Aidei Maisav, Maisa Mamaynka, you can get Alt Nene. But if you'll be Nene from somebody, where you didn't get pleasure, Hanois Agof, it was only Hanois of the Behemoth, and your Behemoth didn't take the item, Zaktaisis, you're going to be Potter. Lamarsha, Zaktaisis, that if you'll take somebody's Teva, Reuven takes Shimon's Teva and dyes my suit, and let's say it's a Shvach, my suit, I will not have to pay. Zaktaisis, why? Because I didn't get Hanois Agof, it's only my clothing went up in price. And I didn't do any Maisa affiliated with that. And my animal didn't do the ma'aser; someone else did it. So Zaktav, you can't get me out to Nene. That's what Taisis holds. It needs a pshat, but that's what Taisis holds. I'm just bringing out from Taisis that L'chay Nene cannot work over here. And Nene will not be able to work because every Yairid on a Sada is not on Noah's Haguf, and it was done the mice of the Bailum themselves. The owner of the field didn't do it. His animal didn't do it. So you can never be Mechayiv out the regular parasha of Nene. Not only that, Lamoshul, the Shach says in Shin Tzadi Aleph Siv Katan Beis, the Shach's Mavul this chilek. The Shach says that the halacha that a behemah who eats Peshus Rabim pays Mashenenis, so the Shach is because the behemah ate. But what happens if Reuven would be so generous and take Shimon's fruit and feed Levi's animal? So the Shach, Levi is not going to be chayiv for Nene because his animal ate, not himself. And his animal didn't do the ma'isa, someone else fed his animal. Someone else did the ma'isa, so he's going to be potter. But Zok Teshach, he could be Mechaim Vemal Zyirid. If the Bailam themselves would have done it, if I would go to your animal and feed your animal, then you can get me out Zyirid. You can't get me out Znana, but you can get me out Zyirid. It's Mavur in the Shach also that you see that Yerid is beyond Nana. Nana would be potter. Where Nana is potter, Yerid kicks in to be Chai. Yerid is a different din. So what's this din of Nana? Dr. Obakbe, it's not a sugi of Nana, it's a sugi of Mahan. And so now what? What does that mean? So that we find three pshatim in the Achrayim, what that means. How do you understand why Yerid is Chayiv? First pshat is Rabakbe. And what seems from Rabakbe is Rabakbe learned that the Mahana is Yemu by Nigabach. Means Rabakbe learned Nana as Gzeila. So that doesn't have, that's Mavun Tais, that the sugi of Nana doesn't apply. But Zogt Rabakbe, what you will have is a regular Din Mamay Nigabach. Like Choyv, like Mekel Chomemka, you will have a Din Mamay Nigabach here. Because here it was done with the consent of the Bailam. The Bailam planted 100 of his dollars in your field. He was Mashbiach your field. So it's Mamay Nigabach. The Shvakat sitting in your field is his Mamay, sitting in your field. So you better give it back. So you got to give it back. And Rabakbe Taka says, Kimli Dramne wouldn't work on that.
It's like it don't take back his first.
When they get to it, Sif Beis, you could tell them in certain cases to take it back. An economic. Yeah, but we'll get to it. We'll have to flesh out. And then Rome wasn't bitten one day. We'll get to it. Blin at it. But Zot Rabak Be'er is the Sugya of Yerid is Mahana, which is the Sugya of Chayiv like all the other Achrayim. That's L'chaya what Rabak Men means to say. That's Rabak Be'er's Mahalak. The Maisa is, there's another Mahalak. And the next Mahalak is, if you go through, we're going to have to flesh it out in the Sugya, is that every mashbiach, if it's mashbiach your karka, mashbiach your item, whatever it is, and it's sitting in your field, and you don't tell me to uproot it, you're nechala, you want to keep it, you're kind of with chatza. So now the item belongs to you. So the reason why I'm mechayiv you is a regular pasha of mekachomemka. I'm not stam nen in the loft. You were kind of my item. If I would sell you this item, would you have to pay me? Yes.
It's not going
to
work by the
disease,
right?
So, I'm going to get to it. That's what I'm saying. You have to know what the pshat is. But if I sell you the item, and it's in your field, and you want it, you could have told me to uproot it, but you didn't. You want the item, so you were claiming it with chatzah. So now you bought my chayfetz. So you have to pay me the going rate of the chayfetz. What is that going rate? However pshat of that shrach is.
Why can't a guy say, listen, I can burn this thing up, I'm not going to owe you a penny.
Right.
And
If I don't, so now that you, if I leave it here, you're going to go ahead and time it.
Gladly, and I'm not so sure. If you burn it up, you might owe me also. It's mazik. It's my item. So
no,
you might be
chayv. The only reason is because I didn't tell you to get rid of it.
No, so if you tell me to get rid of it, so you won't burn it. I'll take it, uproot it, and I'll plant it somewhere else. So you're going to tell me to uproot it.
By the way, you can go back to him and say you owe me money for the land that you used, right?
That the land what?
I helped you develop the crop. You're
going to
take
oh, so maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe it's on Midaita. I don't know. You could, but the Maisa is the Mechaev. This chat is the Mechaev is a regular Prasta Mecha Komem Kedigadin. There's a Ksais in Kufnin Ches that has such a case in such a Lundi's Mashma like that. He has a case by Koisel, by Nick of Amak, of these type of cases, or Dalet Amis, that it. If you're coin it, then the Mechaev is also Mecha Komemka. The Mechaev, you now will coin on my item. So that's how I'll get you. That's another chat. A third chat is. It's mashman like that in the Rishayna Mishtikal and the Rishimans is mashman like that. That's a regular din schiris. To the extent it's a sada suyalita and it's aymid lakach, anan sahadi, that you would have won to hide the guy. So when he went into your field and mashbiak your field, so it's as if you told him to be mashbiak your field. We know that you wanted it. And the best raya is because you still wanted it. You didn't tell him to leave, to take uproot it. Depending on the Rishayna, but we know that you want it. So in the Mela, if that's the case, then it's as if you hired him in the first place, and it goes into regular Pasha Schiris, so the Mechaev is Schiris. Very good. So now we have a bunch of, so now the three Pshatim now in Yerid would be either a Baruch Bez Mamoni Gabach, Chayiv, or a Mecha Chamemka that I'm kind of the item itself, or Schiris. Well, the whole I didn't sell you just the tree. I sold you the tree planted, and the service, everything included. I sold you that whole item was yours. That's what I provided for you. So you owe me for that whole item. That shrach is what I gave you, and you bought that. So if you bought that, that's what you got to give me. But now, Rabbi Sai, if that's the case, now how much do you pay? You pay with Meitav, you pay Benis, pay Zerais, Chayra. Goes in the regular. Let's say if it's Mecha Kamem, because I'll pay Mecha Kamem, I'll pay Zibayris. If it's Chiris, I'll pay Zibayris. So come down, that's a major nafkamina. Nana, Midin Chayv, or whatever the Svar is, the Rashba's Mavu that you pay, or like Plug, you're going to pay Beninis. But if you learn like the Svar, not like Rabak Bev Chayv, and maybe Yerid also will be Beninis. But if you learn like the other Svar, that it's a Mecha Kamemka de Gedin, or it's a Chiris de Gedin, then only can have to pay Zibayris. And now with Nafkamina is also, let's say, the case of blowing the leaves. We're going to have to flesh it out. But blowing your leaves, so very nice you blew my leaves. So if it's out Schiris, I would have hired you. Good. But if it's out, my Aroi is Ashbach, and I was kind of, what was I kind of? I was kind of the absence of my leaves, of the leaves. There's nothing that I was kind of. So you can't be Mechaiv me. And now, let me, which is, and you say this thick of art, and let's talk Hagdorin, Lashon of the Sugya, is, you could have a case that is gewaldic for me, and there's shvach that is, I wanted it, but be'etzim in the field, lemaisa, there's no arayash, but there's no shvach and there's no atzah. Let me explain what I mean. Let's take the case, the guy went away for midwinter vacation, and I redid the door, right? So I spent 20 minutes of my time. Let's say the attack of my time is worth, I don't know, as a cobbler, I will charge $75 to make this house cool. And I two screws is about 10 cents. So my choice is 10 cents, and the shvach in terms of my kablonis is $75. But I want to know, bottom line, how much was your field or your house mushbach? Nothing. Because yesterday when you tried to sell your house, you would sell it for $500,000. Today when you try to sell your house, you would also sell for $500,000. They're not going to pay you $75,000 for your house. So that's it. So there was no real shvach on the ground. Sorry?
When I knock out a window in a house, it's
$500,000
window in a house. Same
shot as Mazik. And the Knabbit. By Mazik, we have a Svara that it's oimid to be done. There's such a type of a Svara. And the Knabbit, like some Yutaka would be part of the Chaznish. Hezek is what you would pay for it, so you have to pay for the fixing of the window. That's how you shots up that Hezek. But here's the other way around. I want to be Mashbika field. The Mice says, facts on the ground, there was no Shvach. So, in other words, so in other words, if the sugi is a sugi of yoda al yoyno, shvach yes ala tzah and a tzah yes ala shvach, in this case there's no shvach and there's kamat no tzah either. Maybe if I give you an hourly rate, 20 minutes at $10 an hour, so you get $3.33, I don't give you much. But if the sugi is, oim din kam adam reitzulitim besada zulunaita, if that's the sugi, Is that because the shvach yes or the not yodol yonid gedin? It says kam odom roitz elitain. So then that's what I'll have to pay. I'll have to pay the kam odom roitz elitain, which is a schiris gedin. Means, and this shaila I can have without so extreme. Any time that is yitzira yisera ala shvach. If you look in the Nesivis, Sifkot and Aleph, the Nesivis says, Oim din kama odom, zok din Nesivis, vafilo ha'etzah harbe, with ha'etzah is more than the shvach, noitel ha'etzah. You could take the ha'etzah. That means, yizayich in ha'etzah yisera la shvach. How could be yizayich of ha'etzah yisera la shvach? Where does that come from? Bishra in the shvach, I was kind of the shvach. So mekach ha'memkar, or chayv of rabach, ve'am ha'mayni gabach. But how could he be mechayev ha'etzah yisera la shvach? Let's say the Rabbi Yenis Mulanil has a case. I planted the trees and they went sour. It was a batch, I don't know, winter, it was cold that night and everything died. But Lamai says, before they died, Lamai says, I was Mashmir Kifiyad, right? But at the time I take it in the Torah, everything went down, there was no shvach. You got nothing out of this at all. So there's no shvach and it's limited Oitzah. So Rabbi Yenis, when you're going to pay the price of the normal planting price, Kishas La'ir, the Kablonis price, which is more than the actual shvach, and is more than that tzah. Where does that din come from? If it would be a din kinyan, so when at the time I was cleaning the item, it's gone, it's destroyed, so I have nothing. Mamani gabach of chayiv, it's gone. And Lamai, they learn that it's a schiris de gedin. We shats up, Anan said that you would have hired him, and it's as if you did hire him, so you have to give the going great. Had you hired the guy, and he planted trees, and then that night there would be a blizzard, and the trees would get lost, you would still have to pay him. If you're paying him for the job that he performed the job. And if you look in the Rishonim, in the Mukyais, and the Tzvah, they take say these type of Lashonis. They say, the reason why Yodol Yoyna Delitu Kashas La'ir, even though it was Shalei Medaz Abaylam, the Lashon is, the Kim Desada Asu Yolita, the Yodu Abaylam Vashasku, Vadei Nechalu B'may Dovat, certainly he was masking, Ukilu Yorid Midaiten Domet, it's as if I was Yorid Mishus, as if you told me to go down. That's the Lamedis, it's a Schiris Dikadin, like these Rishonim. You can see it's a Makwekis Rishonim. This pshat is a non-tzadi. For schiris, it's a non-tzadi. It's a non-tzadi, you would have hired me. But you should know, rabbis, we don't have time now. We're going to see later on in the siman that this din in Asivis, Yitzi Yisrael LaShvach, is a machlekes rishonim. And machlekes la'alocha, and the going doesn't hold in la'alocha, we might not pass like this Asivis. But it's l'chari tali in this pshatim. If it's a din schiris, you can pay Yitzah, even Yisrael LaShvach, you can pay schiris Yisrael LaShvach and the shvach. You pay whatever the going rate is. But if it's a din of what I have, because you have to only handle the shvach I got. I never pay for your tzir yisrael shvach. All right, everybody, say next week, Mi'ez Hashem, we're going to flesh this out more. L'maisa dek, it was more, this was the longest. But the longest is very negeir to the whole siman. Ha'kut tovach.